Hello, everyone. Today, we're diving into something that touches all of us, and that is emotions. We've all had moments where our emotions take over, leading us to make choices we later wish we could take back. But don't worry. This isn't about suppressing your emotions. Instead, we'll explore why emotions control us, how hidden desires play a big role, and simple ways to take back control. By the end, you'll see how focusing on growing yourself can lead to a calmer, happier life. So, let's get started. Is it bad to have emotions? No, not at all. Emotions are just energy moving inside you. That's what the word really means. Energy in motion. But what happens when this energy goes wild without any control? There's a big difference between handling your emotions or letting them run your life. When you stay in control, life feels steady and clear. But when emotions take over, what does that look like? One minute, you're super excited about something small, and the next, you're deep in sadness or worry. When you're too happy, way more than needed, you might push yourself too hard or make promises you can't keep. For example, in that rush of joy, you could jump into a new relationship because it feels fun and perfect at the start, ignoring warning signs like bad behavior. This is why young people often rush into relationship. They get swept up by the excitement of crushes and first sparks without thinking about the long term. Many mistakes happen in those early years because feelings cloud clear thinking. Later in life, we often look back and regret our choices, asking ourselves, why didn't I stop and think it through? Another common case, you get too emotional and dive into tempting things like online trading or a hot business trend from social media, driven by greed or fear of missing out. You throw in your hard-earned money without checking the risks or facts. Then, you end up upset, watching your savings disappear, and wondering, what did I do? Why didn't I think first? Does this happen in real life? Yes, all the time. We've all seen people get excited by ads for easy online investments or crypto deals, pour in cash during the hype, and then face big losses and money problems because their feelings block smart judgment. Now, how do emotions start? They affect our lives in many ways, so it's important to know their real cause. If you understand the cause, you can handle the effects better. Many people think emotions and feelings come from things outside us. Like when an event happens, it triggers a reaction. But let's think about it. Life is full of events, from morning to night, with so much going on every day. Do you get excited or upset about every little thing? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So, is the real cause outside you or inside you? This is where we often go wrong. We believe emotions come from what happens around us, but they don't. They begin from within. For example, suppose you have a strong wish for a fancy car deep in your mind. If you see one driving by, you might get excited and start dreaming about owning it. But if you have no interest in cars at all, even if 1,000 pass by, you won't feel a thing. So, it's the inner desire that sparks the emotion. In other words, our hidden desires are the main reason for emotions and feelings that get out of control. Imagine you've watched lots of romantic movies, building up a perfect picture in your mind of a dream partner, like a charming hero. Then, someone who fits that image comes into your life. What happens? Your clear thinking fades away. You might ignore bad signs, like if they're rude or not trustworthy, because strong feelings take over. On the outside, you try to stay cool and collected, but inside, all kinds of feelings stir up. In that moment, your mind blocks out smart thinking. As that wish gets closer to coming true, greed steps in. Greed isn't just about stuff. It can be about people too. If a roadblock shows up, anger or jealousy often pops up. For example, if you're drawn to someone and they give attention to your friend instead, you might feel mad or jealous. What lies at the core of this? Emotions overwhelm you due to that underlying desire. Why do these desires come up, making emotions and feelings take over? It happens because we often don't see how they start. We think we chose them on our own, but that's not true. In fact, these desires are shaped by how we grew up, our family life, the friends we have, everyday things from morning to night, ads we watch, and the films or TV shows we see. There's a big world of marketing out there, with people whose work is to sell you things by putting desires in your head, either straight up or in sneaky ways. You won't even notice how they do it. Over time, these things build desires that spark strong emotions when something like that shows up in front of us. But why do people do that? Why do they even sell bad stuff? If someone is poor, you might get it. They're doing it to help their family. But what about rich stars with tons of money in the bank? They still tell lies in ads, appearing on screens to push products without thinking about the harm. Why do they act like this? It comes from greed. They want more, even when they have enough. Think about your favorite movie star. They might say, "Get this soda. It's awesome." But they may never drink it themselves or give it to their own kids. Still, they push it on TV. And what happens next? Your brain ignores reason. Emotions jump in, and you buy it. Today, so many kids follow these stars, celebrities, or sports heroes without question. When they see them on TV, the kids rush to buy those things without thinking twice. I was at a park with my neighbor's son, who was in the fourth grade, and he kept begging to get a sugary cereal he spotted in a TV ad promoted by his favorite basketball player. That's when emotions kick in and take control. He was idolizing that celebrity like a superhero, but young kids don't have enough intelligence to see through it yet. The sports star, though, should be wise enough to know better that these ads are going to be seen by kids. But why do they push these products? It's because of greed. They crave even more, no matter how rich they are. And that desire clouds their clear thinking. So, what are right desires versus wrong ones? Let's take it slow. A wrong desire is just about getting something, like chasing money, fame, or stuff, without building yourself. A right desire is about becoming capable, growing your skills, reaching your best self. For example, if you desire to be a sports player, your desire should be to become the best in your field, not just to get rich from it. With this mindset, things will come to you anyway, but at least your mind stays in control. You'll choose wisely, like deciding which ads to do. A car ad or bike ad might be fine. It doesn't hurt anyone. But food ads? Kids watch and follow blindly, so you say, "No, I won't do that. At least, if I can't help someone, I won't harm them. And if I can help, that's even better." This kind of thinking comes when your life goal is to be a master, not a beggar chasing scraps. Desiring just to get things turns you into a beggar inside, no matter if you're rich or poor. People plant these desires in you without you knowing. Making big means having money. But is someone with money really big if their thinking is cheap and selfish. In society, we give zero value to inner thinking and character, but that's what matters most. If your thinking is right, your life is right. If your life is right, the people around you benefit too. Someone peaceful and calm inside can truly help others. But if there's a storm raging in you, you'll only think about using people to get what you desire, checking if they're useful for your needs. That's how the world often works. From morning to night, people focus on getting what they can from others. Do you desire to be like that? Or do you desire to be the kind who can sit with anyone, rich or poor, doesn't matter? Maybe on the roadside, just watching and observing life? To observe like that, you need inner stillness. You need happiness inside. And happiness and peace of mind are the same thing. They're not separate. Everyone desires to be happy, but not everyone knows how. You have to plant the right seeds in your mind. So as life goes on, you become more peaceful inside. In the end, emotional intelligence is about seeing emotions as energy you can guide, not let run wild. Recognize that desires shape your emotions and feelings. So choose to plant ones that make you stronger and calmer, like growing your abilities over chasing stuff. Avoid the traps of media and greed. Learn from mistakes and focus on inner peace. When you do this, life becomes steady and peaceful. You make better decisions and you help others too. Remember, true happiness grows from within. One thoughtful choice at a time. Thank you for listening. See you in the next session.